In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church on this Sunday of joy in Advent. I am really glad you all are here so that we might joyfully welcome the new transitional co-pastor to our midst, Pastor B. You now have Pastor B and Pastor C. As one of our elders noted at the session meeting, and we are delighted to have her here with us in worship and to have all of you here as we gather together to celebrate Advent. Please take time to sign the friendship pads that you'll find at the inside aisle, and make sure you put a star by your name that you're here on this snowy and slushy day so that we may note your presence and any information you'd like to share with us. We will be continuing to sell alternative giving gifts towards mission in the Hope Room following worship in Fellowship Hall, and we will also have an opportunity for us to join together in fellowship following this worship service. If you have questions about that, see Jenny Surgner or Jonick Foster, and they can help you with the alternative giving gifts. And there is an insert in your bulletin if you are still looking for more information about that program. Joanne Navilliot is also, this is the last week for Christmas poinsettias, so if you would like to help us decorate the sanctuary for Christmas, please see Joanne this morning, and maybe Jill Moles too, who I think has the list. The sign-up list is posted on the Hope Room bulletin board. Tuesday night, we will continue with the final week of our Tuesday nights together, hopefully with more snow in the forecast, so please be aware and look for the Providence publicist or call the church or call me if you, last minute, or call Gina, someone, if you have questions about whether or not that is happening. But hopefully we will have TNT happening on Tuesday night. The sign-up sheet, I believe, is on the Hope Room bulletin board for International Food Night. So you can do whatever you would like to do. It doesn't have to be your nationality. If you do something wonderfully from a different nation, it's fine. We would also like to, Gina, do you want to make the announcement about Parents' Day Out so that people don't get tired of listening to me?
Just another reminder that this Saturday is Parents' Day Out, so anybody with little ones who are potty trained on up can come and drop off your kids from 10 to 2 p.m., where they'll enjoy a day of making crafts and decorating cookies and having lunch at the Fosters and playing some games. We are looking for volunteers, so if anyone is available to help out, you do not have to volunteer for the entire time. You can do it in shifts from like 10 to 12 or 12 to 2. But we would love to have anybody who can help out so that we can make this an enjoyable day for everyone and give some of the parents in our church a break. So if you can help out, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. And also for anybody with kids, if you know that you will be dropping off your kids, if you could also sign up, there's another sheet on the bulletin board to let us know so we can have a rough estimate of how many kids will be coming. That would be great. Thanks.
We do want to give Gina Bay a chance to take a break, as particularly for Parents' Day Out that day. Please note that we will have a congregational meeting next Sunday, a brief congregational meeting following worship to elect the members of the pastor nominating committee for the permanent co-pastor, and also to approve the terms of call for next year for the co-pastors. So please come and be part of the congregation next week as we meet in that congregational meeting. Are there other announcements this morning? Yes, Julie. I did not. Thank you. Right. And it is, and it's next. It's next Saturday, 9 o'clock. There's also a sign-up sheet for that in the Hope Room for Camp Street Food Pantry, our regular third Saturday event. And that Saturday is also one of the confirmation service days. So if you would rather do Camp Street than Parents Day Out in helping, you are welcome to do that. Just let us know where you're going to be, and we hope that our youth and older youth will be involved with either one of those events next week, which are a lot of fun. Thanks. Come then, let us worship God as we meditate on the lighting of our Advent candles.
Today is the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. Our joy is in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. Like peace, joy is a gift from God. It overtakes us and fills us when we remember what God has done and what God has promised to do.
We light this candle today to remind us that Christ came and is coming so that all people might have a rich and abundant life. We thank God for the hope God gives us, for the peace bestowed, and for the joy God pours into our hearts.
Our help is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord who made heaven and earth, our forgiveness in the power of God made flesh in Jesus Christ. Trusting in God's power to heal and forgive, let us pray, first in silence, then together in unison. Together we pray. Forgive us, O God, when we fail to see your reign coming. Our efforts to proclaim your good news in word and deed fall short, and we need your forgiving power. Grant to us the faith of Mary to welcome your grace, to look with wonder on your gift of salvation, and to believe. In Christ we would pray and live. Amen. Let us join together in our song of confession, remaining seated, Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 1, as we sing together verse 3. Friends, this is the good news which we have received, that Christ Jesus came to earth for the forgiveness of sins, that we might be made one with God. In God and through Christ, we are forgiven. Let us praise God for this gift of new life. Amen.
Yeah.
worship that we pray for someone with technical skills and sound system skills to come back to our church. This was going to be the answer to bring it around to people. So if you have a prayer concern this morning, we're going to make you move and get out of your seats and come up and use one of these microphones that we can speak in the front for that, because we seem to be having a lot of technical difficulty with our soundboard this morning, but this one is working. So if you have a prayer concern, we would love to be able to pray for that this morning and share that and share it in a way that people can hear it. I want to say a prayer of thanksgiving for all of the people who have come forward this morning. This was one of our busiest worship mornings of the church year, and particularly those shovelers that came together to shovel slush at 8:30 this morning. If you would love to join that shovel team or just feel the Spirit move you anytime it snows, let Ed Fitzpatrick know. He'd be happy to put you on the emailing list. We will be happy to let you know via Facebook when shoveling is happening, when these events happen. But we would love assistance on one time or any time that you can make it to lend a hand, because it really truly works well that way. And many thanks to all of our musicians and our Sunday school teachers and coffee hour people and alternative giving people that are all here this morning to make worship happen on this Advent Sunday. Are there other joys and concerns? If you can't move forward and just want to yell it out, I'll be happy to repeat it so the people hear it. Okay, there. Yes. I don't think we'll have enough space. There we go. Okay.
My concern is that we would pray for those that are in recovery from drug and alcohol addictions, that during this holiday season they can maintain their sobriety and that they will keep their eyes focused on what this season is really about. Even though we have fun and we party, it's a hard time for them. So, you know, let's keep those folks in our prayers, especially those guys that meet downstairs all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, those are our guys.
I'd like continued prayers from Walter, excuse me, and for myself. I did have an injection in my eye. I do have the wet macular degeneration, and so we're hoping these injections will improve the situation.
I'd like to ask for prayers for Dawson, who's been sick for on and off for the past couple weeks and has been on antibiotics, but he's developed a really strange rash all over his body and has a high fever, and the doctors don't seem to know what it is. So prayers would be greatly appreciated.
Thanks.
I'm asking for prayers for Priscilla Duas' mom. I think she was worshiping with us a choir a few years back. And she's in school right now, Priscilla Dua.
Oh, Priscilla Borley.
Borley,
yes,
that's
yes.
What.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's not Borley. The other one.
Oh, thank you. You mean the mother, Vivian? Vivian Menzel?
No, not Vivian. The other. I'm trying to.
There's another Priscilla.
I'm trying to correct her name.
Bridget Dua.
Yeah, Bridget's Dua. Mom, yeah.
Bridget's
had a stroke.
Mom. Oh, my goodness.
She just had a stroke, yeah.
Bridget's mom.
She was able-bodied one day. The next day, she couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And the son was in the room, the next room, didn't know what was happening. And
Henry.
It was so early in the morning, so late in the morning. She said, my mom doesn't sleep this late. So he went knocking on the door. She would not open it, and she was lying on the floor. So she was rushed. She was almost having a brain hemorrhage, and she was going to be bleeding and everything else. But thank God she was discovered and taken into the hospital and put intensive care unit on time. So the surgery has been postponed, and he's been off those tubes, and she's out of the intensive care unit. So lots of prayers for her.
Okay.
But she's paralyzed on the right side.
Oh, my goodness. So that's Priscilla and Bridget and Henry's mother. So, and it's working now. It's working.
Thank you, Lynn. I just heard news that an old friend, not a particularly close friend, but a friend that I had met at a Christian camp, passed away from cancer, and he wasn't, I don't think he was quite 40 yet. So just prayers for his family. It's the Endy family.
Endy?
Yep. And just prayers for safe travels. My family will be traveling this way next weekend, so prayers for travel in these holiday times.
Hey, do you want to run it around?
Sure.
Juliet. Okay, thank you.
This would be a name that you will remember. My youngest sister, who was born on Christmas Eve, her name is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Christine. Living in the suburb of Denver, Centennial, had two sons who came up through the Arapaho system and a feeder system to Columbine, and that incident kind of messed up the two kids and a lot of their friends. And then the Aurora incident was probably 10 miles away, and now the shooting at the high school they went to, Arapaho, has left a lot of the youth of that area pretty devastated and fearful about life. So I would ask prayers for my sister Mary and for all of the youth of that area. Thank you.
I love prayers for Tina, a coworker who has brain cancer.
Thank you for praying and for all your encouragement of Keith's work with Beautiful Day and Providence Granola. Ed wrote a great article this week, and they've received two major gifts, one a gift from some friends of ours and another a grant. And so just thanks for that. It's really wonderful to have that boost.
I'd like prayers for Eileen's godmother, Kelly, who had an unexpected delivery of her son only 2 weeks early, but he's not doing well. He's in the NICU, so prayers for her as she recovers from the C-section and him as he recovers in the NICU, and for Patrick as he runs between the two of them.
I'd like to have prayers for my granddaughter, Susan. She has two internships that are coming up, one at the VA hospital and then the other one at a Meeting Street school. And then a coworker who I work with, her daughter is a contestant in the American Idol, and she said she'd just like to have prayers for her that she'll do her best. That's all.
What's the name again? What's the coworker's name?
Donna.
Okay.
It's her daughter who's in.
Donna's Donna. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other prayer requests or joys to share?
Specific prayers for Melinda Brailsford. She is starting to feel better, and I think she would have been here had the weather been a little better. So that's a big joy.
Pastor Chris, would you tell us what's going on with Ashley?
Yes. We definitely need to be praying for Ashley and her family. The court date, they have petitioned for an emergency court date tomorrow. So please pray without ceasing because the courts are closing after tomorrow. They've been given a court date for January 24th. But it's really impossible for them to stay over in Kenya for another month with their job situations. So please pray that they might be successful in this emergency hearing petition. They're planning to go to court tomorrow and wait until the end of the day, and then the judge has the option of hearing and maybe even deciding the case tomorrow. So please keep that in prayer, if you would. So. Let us pray. Call us forth, O God, into your presence. You who created heaven and earth, who sustains all of life, who enlivens hope, peace, and joy through the gracious gift of our Lord. We bring our prayers to you for those who are overwhelmed by life's circumstances and seeking to find healing and hope, for people struggling with addiction, loneliness, or challenges of health. We bring our prayers for your healing, empowering presence, for Tina, for Melinda. We pray for those who are continuing in health circumstances, those in need of healing, for Walter and Judy, for Dawson, for the Juliet and Bridget and Henry, her children as she recuperates from this stroke and very unexpectedly, for Kelly and her family in this new arrival. We pray, O Lord, for those who are pressured in these days by unemployment, underemployment, homelessness, and hunger. Strengthen and encourage them in these times. We pray for the Kago Michiri family as they work towards Ashley's adoption, for strength for them, whatever may come, and particularly for compassion and justice tomorrow with the courts. We pray for Susan in her internship searches, for Donna's daughter. We lift our prayers, O Lord, for those who are faced with grief in this holiday season, for Trey, for the Andy family, for those whose circumstances are leading them into grief. At the same time, O God, we give you thanks for answered prayers, for your steadfast support and leadership in this congregation from so many different directions, for the blessing of this new transitional co-pastor B who has come to join us. Strengthen us for the ministry that you are calling forth in this congregation as we seek to grow and serve you fully. Guide us by your Spirit alone and help us to ever look to you and to see the ways in which you are blessing your people. We give you thanks for ministries in this that have grown out of this church and through the vision of Beautiful Day, and we thank you for the blessings experienced in this time by them. Lord, we pray for our world, that you might work toward a better life for all your people, for places recovering from disaster, man-made and weather-related, for the people of Colorado as they get hit again and again by the violence that guns bring. We pray, O Lord, for those that continue to recover from those events that have slipped from our headlines but are nevertheless very present in the realities of people's lives. Help us, O God, to see in this season new hope in the coming of our Lord, today and always, as we pray in the power of the one who was made flesh and dwelt among us, our Lord Jesus Christ, who teaches us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I would like to invite the children up to worship or to come forward at this time. So I have something special to share with you all. And it's not the gingerbread church yet. Although it's in process. So I hope you'll come to Parents Day Out and help us decorate the gingerbread church again next Saturday as we work on that. There are some gingerbread people, however, that will be in coffee hour if you want to take advantage of that as well. Well, I want you all to be in the front row to help us welcome the new co-pastor. Do you see anyone new that you don't know? Anywhere? Where? There she is. There she is. This is Pastor B. Can we say hello, Pastor B?
Hello, Pastor B. Hi, everybody.
She's looking forward to meeting all of you, and she may be part of Parents' Day Out, too, so you might get to see her at some part of Parents' Day Out, but you're going to be seeing Pastor B up here. Working alongside me and all the other leaders, some of your parents in this congregation. And so I think it's really a great thing that she comes to begin to work in ministry with us on the Advent Sunday of joy, because I can't tell you how much joy this brings me. Many of your parents know that. But we are going to do a kind of a special welcome for Pastor B today in sharing and welcoming her formally in the worship service. And Elder Judy Kawamoto is going to come forward and help with that piece of that, because she was one of the chairs of the search committee that helped find Pastor B. And I'm looking forward to the ways in which you guys are going to get to know her in these next few months as she works together with us, and you get to know her like you've gotten to know Pastor Dave, Pastor Medhat, Pastor Chris, a lot of pastors around here. Okay? So I do not know whether Dan Blackford is here yet. No. Okay. We have no keys. So, all right, let's pray, and let's welcome Pastor B.
So it really is with great joy that we welcome you here today, and if the congregation could please join me in the litany of welcome, which I'm told is going to be projected. Yeah. Okay. Our church family is constantly changing. Individuals come and go into our church life. It is important and right that we recognize these times of passage, of endings and beginnings. Today we share the time of welcome with Pastor B, whose time as our interim pastor begins. Pastor B, in the presence of this congregation, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you love, serve, and pray for these people of God, nourishing them with the word and holy sacraments, and lead them forward during this important time of change?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you lead this people of God in giving faithful witness to the word and the making known the love of God through loving service among them and in this community?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, give you the power of his Spirit so that you may perform them with strength and compassion. I ask all of you, people of this congregation, will you receive this messenger of Christ, Pastor B, who continues the work of bringing the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard her as a fellow servant of Christ and work with her in doing the tasks required for the interim ministry of this congregation? Will you pray for her and honor her for her work's sake, and in all things, strive even in the midst of disagreement to live together in the peace and unity of Christ? By your statements of commitment and the affirmation of this congregation, we welcome you as interim pastor of this congregation in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Welcome, Pastor V.
Don't go away yet. I'm going to ask Pastor B to come around, and any one of you that want to be the first to welcome Pastor B formally, now that she's officially here, you're welcome to come shake her hand, and any of you, and then you can go on to your classes. And we will indeed give her keys to this church. The snow kind of moved a few things around this morning.
It certainly did.
Okay. Hi. You may go down to your classes if you would like, or you may greet Pastor B.
I will see you all sometime. Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You have them.
Thank you for what?
Do you have them?
Michael.
Do you have the keys?
Thank you.
The senior high class is meeting upstairs this morning. So all high schoolers, you should head on up. There are a few of you there. And I'm told we have keys. So it is my pleasure to pass her own set of keys over to Pastor B this morning to celebrate the arrival that she is in our midst, and we will even tell her what opens what someday. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from the 35th chapter of Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for the God's people. No traveler, not even fool, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The New Testament lesson comes from the first chapter of Luke. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our hymn of preparation is led by the worship band this morning, Holy is His Name, which we sang the first week of TNT together, so it may be familiar for those of you who were here. Let us continue to worship God.
Join me in standing as we sing. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, for he has loved with love.
Let us pray. O Lord, fill us with your Spirit. May we hear your word. May we feel your presence. Be with us, we pray. Amen. Moment, I am filled to absolutely overflowing joy, awe, and I'm not sure what else. The most amazing thing has happened, and I'm just really struggling to get my head around it. But then I'm prattling on, and you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I guess I should start where all new relationships begin. I should start with an introduction. My name is Mary. You probably don't know me, but you might know my betrothed, Joseph. He's the carpenter here in Nazareth, you know. We've been engaged for, what seems like forever. Since I was just a little girl, we've been engaged. And I have been raised expecting to be a married woman and doing all the things that the girls all of Nazareth would normally do. You marry, you bear children, you move into the house with your husband's family, you get along with them as best as you can, you take care of the goats and the chickens, and you don't really necessarily expect that you'll have a lot of great closeness because you're in essence living like a stranger
in your husband's house, which is already dominated by however many other women might already be there, you know, like his mother and all of those other folks. And I was all ready for that life with Joseph as my husband. And we finally got to the year of our betrothal. That's a year-long thing that lasts until the wedding day, which is when I would move into Joseph's house. And I've been ready for that. I'm waiting for that. But then the most amazing thing happened about 3 months ago. Now, you may not believe me, but I was going to the well to draw water. And there was this man standing there. Well, he just looked like any other man who might come to the well, wait for me to draw him some water or something like that. I didn't think much about it. But then all of a sudden, he spoke to me, directly. And he said, "You are beautiful inside and out. You are obviously filled with God's presence." I just sort of looked at him and didn't say a whole lot. And then he continued to talk to me. And he said that I was beloved by God and that I had been chosen by God, that I was going to become pregnant, that I was going to have a baby that I would name Jesus. I would name this baby Jesus, and he would be the Son of the Most High. He would be holy. And this baby would reign on the throne of King David forever. Well, Joseph is from the house of David, but it's pretty distant, you know, how those things go. So I suppose it's possible that this really could happen. And then it suddenly struck me. This isn't just any old man here. This is an angel. Yeah, I know, you don't believe in angels. I'm not talking about those, you know, feathery white cherubic things that float around up in heaven. No. I'm talking about these people that God sends to talk directly to us human beings. And we never know when it's going to happen. I'm talking about the kind of thing that happened with Abraham and Sarah. Do you remember the story? How Abraham is outside and he sees these strangers coming in his gates. And he goes and he makes sure that he shows all the hospitality he can. He makes sure they have a meal, has Sarah bake bread. And they tell him that his wife Sarah, who's really, really old by then, is going to have a baby. Well, you may remember Sarah laughs. Pretty absurd at her age. But a year later, those messengers come back, and there is Sarah with baby Isaac. God can do wondrous things. God can do anything God chooses. So why not me? Hannah had a baby when she was barren. Interestingly enough, this angel tells me that my cousin Elizabeth is really pretty old now and has been considered barren, is also going to have a baby. But that's not what made me believe this man. I just believed him because there was such a power in him, in his presence. I couldn't resist. It was like he drew me into him. And so I believed.
has chosen me, Mary, just this humble girl from Nazareth, to be the mother of God's child. Me, Mary. But then I think, God uses the most amazing people. Jacob was a scoundrel. He stole his brother Esau's inheritance. God made him Israel, named him Israel, and he became the father of all of my ancestors. God took Moses. Moses murdered a man in Egypt. And yet God took Moses and had him lead his people out of slavery and into the promised land. Abraham. I don't know that Abraham had done anything all that grand to make God say, I'm going to make you the father of all people. What made Abraham great was that when God said, go to this place, I'll show you, Abraham packed up his family and went. So God wants me to be the mother of this baby if I'm to name Jesus. And I believe that this is what God wants me to do. And that what this messenger has spoken is true. God has always been faithful. You know, Isaiah wrote about how the deserts would suddenly blossom, how there would be water, how there would be lame people who would suddenly be able to leap and dance, how there would be people who were blind that could see, and how all of the people who were in captivity would be brought back to Jerusalem. And they came. They came back to Jerusalem. And Herod made sure that the temple was rebuilt. And we have this glorious temple in Jerusalem now where we can go to worship our God and praise God. So we have an amazing God. And I believe that through me and this baby, he's going to do even more magnificent things than we've ever even dreamed of. God is going to do things that maybe we can't even imagine. God is going to take those people who are so almighty powerful and pull them down from their thrones. I believe God is going to take the people who are rich and eat those 20-course meals and let them starve, and he's going to feed the hungry. God is going to make sure that those injustices that are taken out upon so many marginalized people will be righted. That is God's ultimate plan. But it's a journey. And we're not going to get there tomorrow. And there may be some difficult times, but God is faithful and will be with us. And all we can do now is wait for this baby, Jesus. And all the wondrous, amazing things that he will do for us. He will bring us our salvation. He will right the wrongs. The whole world will be turned upside down, and all of the hungry will be fed. The homeless will be housed. Those who have suffered indignities and injustices beyond belief will be restored to wholeness. And all of us will get to dance with joy. Because that's God's plan. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice. Amen.
Please stand and repeat together the affirmation of faith, taken from a brief statement of faith, as printed in the bulletin. We trust in Jesus Christ, fully human, fully God. Jesus proclaimed the reign of God, preaching good news to the poor and release to the captives, teaching by word and deed and blessing the children, healing the sick, and binding up the brokenhearted, eating with outcasts, forgiving sinners, and calling all to repent and believe the gospel. Unjustly condemned for blasphemy and sedition, Jesus was crucified, suffering the depths of human pain, and giving his life for the sins of the world. God raised this Jesus from the dead, vindicating his sinless life, breaking the power of sin and evil, delivering us from death to life eternal. Now is the time in our service where we receive our tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Almighty God, it is with great joy on this third Sunday of Advent that we dedicate our tithes and offerings to be blessed by you and sent forth to bring your everlasting love and joy and good news to our neighbors near and far. We ask this with great thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our final hymn is number 2100 in the small hymnal, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's throne there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart.
Rejoicing and in joy, anticipating the coming of the Christ child, and anticipating the coming of Christ once again in all his glory. And as I say the benediction, I would like you to respond to me, Alleluia, Amen, reminding us that we serve a risen Lord every single day of our lives. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you.
Kind of good over there. Thank you for starting that off.
This is not. But no, that stays here.
Yeah.